Welcome everyone, continue Peleoids, Noise Bays, Shema 119, on this beautiful topic of brachos. I'd like to say that besides for a person hearing and speaking, of course seeing, a person is making, is eating, is making brachos, or should be making brachos, because we're putting food in their mouths. So of course, Shmir Saloshin and watching what you say and what you hear and what you look at is probably of the senses that are the most used, and we have to learn about those as well. In regards to brachas, we're taking a drink of water, we're having our coffee, having a mezainis, eating meals, having snacks. The Peleoids ask the question, what is the takana? How should a person fix the situation if he doesn't know Hilchos Brachos? Because I want to tell you something, learning the Musar, and I'm all for learning Musar. As you all know, we Baruch Hashem learned together a lot of Musar Sfarim, Baruch HaSadikim, Mesilas HaSharim, Shari Tshuva. I think combined with those Sfarim alone, over 1,000 Shiurim, Baruch Hashem. But I want to tell you something. It's not enough to learn the Musar. If we don't learn the halacha that the Musar is telling us to learn, then you have to ask the question, so why are we learning the Musar? So why are you learning the Musar? You know what it's like? It's like a person learning, when you come to red light, you have to stop. So every time the person comes to red light, he goes through the red light. So why did you just learn the rules of how you drive if you're going through the red light when you come to a stop? Why are you going through the red light? Ukvar Amur Rechazal, the Gemara Brachos tells us, Kol Anenu Min Oidl Mazeh B'Lei Bracha, whoever derives benefit from this world without a bracha is Mo'al. And as I mentioned before this year, I learned with my uncle around the Yortzeit time of my grandmother. My grandmother's Yortzeit was this past Shabbos. And the Shomash Rav Nalia, Sarachaya, Shner Isaac HaKoyin. And my uncle and I were learning, and the question came up, why Mo'al? Why not Gonav? Why is a person called a Mo'al? Not a person who gives a bris. He's a Mo'al. He stole, but why is the term used Me'ila as opposed to Geneva? And we discussed this. And the answer is because this world is Kaddish. This world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person steals from the Beis HaMikdash, that's called a problem of Me'ila. It's not just regular stealing, which is horrific. It's stealing directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's stealing directly from Hashem. Kol Anene min ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha is Mo'al. Not just Gonav. So my takante. So how does a person fix the problem? Yelech eitz l'chochum v'ilamdenu. He has to go to a chochum. Says the Gemara. This is Gemara's eitzah. It's not a Musa Sefer. This is the Gemara, which is a Musa Sefer also. You know, they used to learn the Musa straight from the Gemara. That's how they used to learn it. And there's a tremendous amount of Musa in the Gemara. The Chazanish, Reb Revda Zatzal, one of my Rebbeim would say, the Chazanish would say that the reason why you have a God at the Gemaras throughout Halacha Gemaras, if you think about it, have Halacha Gemaras here, have a God at the Gemaras over there, and you know, at the end here, or the beginning there, that's a Halacha, there's a God at the. He says, no, throughout different Masechta sometimes, you have little bits and pieces, or sometimes more than just a little, of a God at the Gemaras. It's the Musar. It's the Musar in the Gemara. And the Gemara is telling us, if you're not sure about the halachas of brachas, you go to a chacham and you learn the halachas. How else are you going to know it? How else are you going to know what to do at a yellow light? I told you, my friend, at a yellow light, he got it wrong in the driving test. He thought you speed up because in the, he lives in the town, and that's what he sees. Everybody doing at yellow light, there's a little boy he always sees speeding up. You got to, you know, pass through that light. I'm telling you, he's the sweetest fellow in the world. He couldn't harm a fly. But you get influenced by your surroundings. So that's what he would see. So unless you learn it, he mamish got it wrong in the test. I guess he didn't study that part well. If you don't learn Hilchos Brachos, how are you going to know? Go to a Chacham and Baruch Hashem, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisai. We're learning Chelek Beis Mishnah Berurah, and Chelek Beis, Beis is Brachos. We're coming to this soon. Hilchos Brachos, it's complicated halachos. Yelech Eitz HaChacham, who's the Chacham we have over here? Do we have the Mishnah Berurah? It was just his yard site. On Sunday, it was a Chav Dalet Elo, it was a Chavetz Chaim's yard site. And we have all these English Sfarim from Art School and Feldheim and all the different publishers that are out there. Use them. A bracha brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's just a few days away. Maita Kante, Yelech Eitz HaChacham Yilamdenu. Ze Klal Godol. And this is the big rule, Klal Godol. Person wants to be an Eved Hashem. This has to be our goal. I want to be an Eved Hashem. Like Yoina, the Navi said, that he was an Eved Elokim, Eved Hashem. Kasha Yos Lonu Al Yoseinu Yehudim. As it is appropriate for us, as we are Jews, Yehudim. Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim. We are children, descendants of believers of believers. In the Torah HaKdoshah and all the words of Chazal, and reward and punishment. It's appropriate that a person should not be embarrassed to go to a Chacham and say, do me a favor, I'm hungry. I just don't know what bracha to say. Teach me. Teach me what the bracha is. How to say the bracha correctly. How much food do I have to eat to make a bracha achreino? What are the halachas? Is there an order? I have different foods in front of me. Which bracha do I say first? You know, there's a whole Rosh Hashanah coming up. What's the first thing you eat? Is it the apple? Well, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, not so fast. Because you have a pomegranate. It's a shivas aminim. So maybe some will say, so keep the shivas aminim, the pomegranate in the kitchen first, make the apple first. You could make the bracha on the... I know all the machzorim say apple comes first. I can't answer that, but I'm telling you, Shlomo Zalman, and I believe he brings from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he says to make the bracha on the pomegranate first. I am not Rabbi Yosef telling you what to do. I'm just bringing up the topic. Did you see over here? Did we even think about this? Pomegranate, apple, look at the maxer, follow the maxer. Usually it's a good approach. But you see, we have to be learning Hilchos Brachos. And he continues and says, that the Rav will teach the person and write down the correct text of the bracha. Because he's talking about a time before they had all this printed Sfarim with everything out there for us. Shlomo HaMelech says very beautiful words. It sounds very obvious. We have to make sure we utilize this idea. When it goes to the wise, he will become wise as well.